At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Dear brothers and sisters, honour those who are your leaders in the Lord's work. They work hard among you and give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work. Leaders were appointed from the earliest days of the church. Paul knew that the church could only thrive if it had committed, loving, and wise leaders, and so in every place he sought to appoint such people. When he referred to the Thessalonian leaders who work hard among you, you can be sure that he was drawing on his own personal experiences. Paul not only devoted himself to the work of ministry, but in order not to place a burden on the churches, he also made a living as a tent maker. Paul knew all about really hard work, and he knew that this particular church was going to be a challenge. It seems that in Thessalonica, there was a particular problem with those who'd given up their work because of the possibility of the Lord's imminent return. Paul was concerned that the leaders took action to address this, and no doubt that was going to be far from easy. I'm convinced that every church needs leaders, and that it's vital that they get the respect and support that they need. All leadership is a partnership, and in order to thrive, it's vital that Christian leaders receive the great respect and wholehearted love to which Paul refers. Through the years, I've seen excellent leaders struggle and sometimes fail simply because they were surrounded by an atmosphere of criticism and disrespect. They became so discouraged that they were unable to flourish. I find that incredibly sad. In other places, I've seen churches encourage people into leadership positions that they never thought that they could fulfill. But with love and encouragement, they thrived. Whether you're a leader or a follower, you have a crucial part to play. At the heart of your role will be love and respect, and the result will be the encouragement and strengthening of the church. So let me ask you a really important question. In what way do you show love and respect to your leaders? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that you raise up people to be leaders in your church. Help us always to give them love, encouragement, and support. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I do hope you have a really good day today.
BMS World Mission, sharing faith in Christ and his abundant life. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.